Hi, and thank you for joining us for this episode of our podcast, NAR Research's Real Estate Insights, where we talk about what research produces and what it means for our members. I'm Meredith Dunn, Research Communications Manager.
And I'm Brian Horowitz, Research Survey Analyst. Earlier this year, we released the Appraiser Trends Survey, the first survey of this kind from research. We'll be discussing this today.
You know, I was a little surprised at some of the findings of this report. It sounds like there are some pretty big changes that have happened in the appraisal field and that there's some constraints that appraisers are feeling pretty keenly.
It looks like there will be an increased future demand for appraisers, but a declining supply. But let's hear more on the topic from an expert. With us today to talk about the rest of the findings from the profile is Ken Fierce, Director of Regional Economics and Housing Finance. Ken, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ken, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you worked in research?
I've been with NAR Research 15 years as of July. So I started working and doing local products. I shifted over during our existing and pending home sales, and now I do a lot of housing finance issues.
And what other research projects do you work on other than the survey?
I do a lot in the housing finance arena, looking at the GSEs and banks and how their funding for home purchases is working. I also look at foot traffic in partnership with CenturyLock, another NAR partner.
How did the Appraiser Trends survey come to be? What were the major motivating factors for conducting this survey?
Well, in 2015 and 2016, there were lots of anecdotes about problems in the industry. There was concern about delays, increased cost, and rush fees that were anywhere from 3 to even 5 times a normal fee, and even some anecdotes of a decline in quality. So there was a lot of concern, of course, because appraisals are very important to getting the funding from investors and banks to our home buyers. So there was a lot of concern from our members, and we wanted to flesh out what exactly is going on and what needs to be resolved.
What's the methodology for the survey?
Okay. So the federal government maintains a database with the names and locations of all the licensed and certified appraisers from around the country. We also, as NAR, have a database of all our members. And so what we did is we merged the two and identified all of our members who are also either certified or licensed appraisers. We came up with about 14,000, and then we sent out the survey to all these 14,000. We got about 2,500 responses for a response rate of about 17%, which is quite good for a survey. And then we put the questions to this group.
And what does the typical respondent look like?
Typical respondent is about 54 years old, has 22 years of experience, is male, is a certified residential appraiser, does about 300 to 500 appraisals per year, predominantly residential, but occasionally we'll supplement with some commercial. And importantly, as we'll probably discuss later, they're likely to retire in about 12 years.
I know you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but what does the landscape look like right now for appraisers?
You would think with the shortage, it would actually be a good environment for appraisers. And that they're sitting pretty, but actually there's been a lot of dynamic changes and some strain over the last couple years. Beginning in about 2008, the crisis really ushered in kind of a new environment of regulatory changes. And the idea was to begin to create independence for appraisers from their clients so that their appraisals could be unfettered and very clean from any interference. The problem was that this kind of created or gave strength to the development of an explosion in the appraisal management company industry. And so the idea was that these appraisal lenders would reach out to appraisal management companies and the appraisal management companies would contact the lenders and you'd have this independence. Problem from the appraiser standpoint, and what we heard a lot about in this survey, is that a lot of the AMCs just took money away from their fee, added workload, and didn't compensate them for that. So there was a lot of frustration, increase in cost, increase in time, a lot of these without the benefit. Also, there's a lot of concern about the automation of appraisals in the industry and what this means for the future. And then finally, the GSEs, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are beginning to do appraiser scoring. So they're actually scoring the quality of appraisals done by individual appraisers. And so there's a lot of concern about this since it's a very new thing. And they really haven't had a lot of time to digest and to see what this means for them in this new environment.
So let me just ask a quick follow-up question to that. So when you say automation, what exactly does that mean?
Okay. That's a good point, because it's not about having a robot come in and do the appraisal for them. The idea is to have a computer algorithm, statistical algorithm, that looks at old appraisals and tries to estimate how much of a change in the quality and characteristic of the house. And the implications are that, well, over time, the quality of those appraisals may decline, or they may not be accurate and reflect changes. So it means that it's pretty unlikely that you can completely replace an appraiser from this process.
So, what's happening to the number of appraisers? It looks like the supply is being limited.
Yeah, actually, it is. It's difficult to tell the total number of appraisers, from this survey, or how it's changed over time, since this is just a one-year snapshot, and we've only done it once. This is the first time. However, when we asked appraisers in this industry about 10% said that they were going to leave in the next 5 years. They were frustrated. They were going to leave. However, the average age was about 62. So 62, 5 years, that puts them about 67, very close to the typical or the normal retirement age. However, right after that, there's a very large group, another 60 to 75% of respondents said they were going to retire in 10 to 15 years. So there's this demographic wave of retirees that's going to migrate out of the industry.
What does the demand for appraisals look like going forward?
Well, in the short run, we're going to see a sharp drop-off as the refinance boom kind of tails in, and we're going to see an increase in mortgage rates over the next year or two. And so that will kind of create a respite from some of the problems that we've seen. However, over the longer term, we're going to see more construction, which has really been hampered in recent years. We're going to see more construction resulting in more demand for appraisers. We're also going to see a lot of boomers beginning to sell their homes and a lot of more of that supply coming to the market. So over time, home sales will rise and will continue to, that'll begin to offset the decline of refinances. And then, of course, we'll begin to see more appraisers leaving the industry. Another interesting finding from the survey was that many appraisers are actually opting out of certain types of appraisals, which is actually exacerbating the constraint within certain segments, in particular the FHA, VA, and rural loans, which together combine to nearly half of all appraisals out there. We're seeing a lot of appraisers opting out. Rural loans tend to be unique, odd lots, harder to do, longer distances, and take more time. And then also with FHA and VA, they have higher requirements. But if you think about it in the future, we're going to have a much more diverse immigrant population as well, and we're going to have, we continue to tax our military, so we're going to have a very large veteran population in the future. So we're just going to see these problems exacerbated going forward.
It appears that training for new appraisers is down. Why? Does that mean that the number of new appraisers entering the field is also down?
Exactly. That's exactly right. We're having problems, one, recruiting them because the qualifications for becoming an appraiser are quite high. That doesn't mean we want to reduce the quality of appraisers at all, but the industry is wrestling with this and trying to figure whether there are more efficient ways to get good quality people in. Right now, it tends to be a family business only. It's very hard to recruit people. It takes between 2 and 3 years to complete the apprenticeship process and all the schooling and testing that needs to be done. Also, a college degree is required. So, it's difficult to bring people in. With respect to training, again, only about 16% of appraisers will actually take on a trainee. Of that 16%, only half are compensated for it. And yet, it adds on about 10 hours to your weekly workload. Furthermore, if the trainee does any part of your appraisal, many lenders will not accept that appraisal, despite the fact that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will accept work with a trainee's taken part on. So there's a lot of headwind to bringing trainees into the process.
I have a follow-up question to that. Are there any ideas of how the industry is going to get gain more appraisers?
Yeah, there's discussion with the industry and some really interesting innovations being batted around. One, the idea of making having a community college program or college programs that are devoted to this and very specific. Also, using virtual reality to train people in real life experiences, like taking a number of test cases so that you can measure the quality of that trainee's ability to gauge and look at various factors and be able to run different trainees to the exact same scenario and be able to update those scenarios as you get more real life experiences and unique cases. So those are just two of the ways that they've discussed so far.
So not all appraisers surely plan to leave. So what is driving their intent to stay in the field?
Okay. Well, appraisers are clearly happy, or well, not clearly happy, but three of the things that showed up in the survey that they are satisfied with, I should say, are the level of compensation for the segment that works with independent AMCs. There was a separation between independent and lender-owned. Independent AMCs and lenders directly tended to pay a lot more, and they seem to have a better working relationship. They also were satisfied with the workload and the time to complete the job. And they also seem to be interested, enjoy the content and the work itself.
What is the outlook for appraisers and the appraiser field?
Well, it's very dynamic. Again, we're going to see many of them depart the industry over the next 5 to 15 years, and we're going to see automation increase. However, it's pretty clear that we'll always have a need for appraisers. Even though we'll have some automation, something needs to feed the appraisals into those machines. And also, within the FHA and VA and rural segments, there is nothing to automate those kinds of appraisals. It's strictly with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And the estimates there that only 10% of their total production will actually be automated currently. That could certainly ramp up, but again, it'll be limited in the fact that they still need appraisals fed into those algorithms. And furthermore, when you have unique events, like any damage that's done to the property, like in the wake of the Hurricane Harvey in Houston, or if any consumer has done significant updates or remodeling to their property, you'll probably likely need a new update to that appraisal.
What kind of insights does this report provide to our members? What's the takeaway? How can this report benefit them?
Well, it benefits in a number of ways. One, our members likely appreciate the value that appraisers provide and this very important function that provides confidence to the investors and the lenders that provide the equity so that our home buyers can actually complete their purchase. So it's very important in the home buying process. And obviously, we've seen some constraints in the last couple of years with increasing costs and delays. So our members, the big takeaway is that's likely to ease over the next year or two. But there's important changes that need to happen to the industry so that it can survive and flourish and so that we can protect this relationship over the long term. And so we're working to provide those insights and sharing it with the appraisal industry to help them smooth out and solve those issues over the long term.
How can this report help members' clients? Is this data that can be shared with their clients?
Yes, of course. This is all public and readily available. One of the big takeaways is that we're likely to see a lot of these issues begin to abate in the short term. But if they do have issues, there's an option. Obviously, paying more isn't what all clients want to hear. But it's important to understand that may be the condition within the market. It's not unique, and that may need to happen just to get the deal done, but there's an option. Paying a little bit more may be able to get that appraisal done on time.
So what did you find to be the most interesting part of the report?
Well, the demographics was a real shocker. There's been a lot of focus on regulation and frustration within the industry driving people out, but what was clear is that a lot of the people who are leaving in the short term were pretty close to retirement. And then when you scratch a little bit deeper, right beyond that group is a huge wave of boomers who are about to retire. And so while we're focused on regulation in the short run, there's a bigger issue right around the corner that we need to deal with.
And does this report have a cost at all?
No, it's free to members and the public.
And where can we find this report?
You can actually find it on the NAR Research website, so nar.realtor, under Research, and that's where you can find it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. Real Estate Insights is produced by the National Association of Realtors Research Division. The music is by Kevin McLeod. Please visit our website at nar.realtor/research-and-statistics for more on our reports, infographics, blog posts, and the latest data releases.